Monday, April 4th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, today I want to return back to the subject of the Oscars as an introduction to a bigger story. A week ago Sunday night, during the Oscars, numerous people that came to the podium spoke against a bill in Florida which has erroneously become known as the Don't Say Gay Bill. After numerous people talked down the bill, the next day, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said, quote, "If the same Hollywood elites who upheld degenerates like Harvey Weinstein now oppose our efforts to protect parental rights, I wear that like a badge of honor."
And I think that was an appropriate response by Governor DeSantis, but I think he could have added something. The bill not only protects parental rights, I believe it protects the grooming of the children by the proponents of the sexual revolution in our culture. I think it is necessary. I applaud the state of Florida for doing it. I think they can even go further. And in fact, someone is going to have to go further in light of this sexual revolution that is not asking for toleration or accommodation, but for capitulation. The bill, as you just said, erroneously called Don't Say Gay, is a bill that prohibits the introduction of sexual education curriculum into the lives of elementary school children up to the third grade. I know I'm appealing back to my era, but we did not begin to look at the biological issues until we got to a brief chapter in the health class in the seventh grade, and then one a little bit more extensively in the eighth grade, and that's where it was introduced. And nothing about sexual relationships were taught. It was simply the biological dynamics. It was understood that was not in the purview of the government. That was something that was relegated to the family. Of course, what happens is the government takes issues such as the reality of premarital sex and the reality of pregnancy outside of marriage and use that as the opportunity to put the proverbial camel's nose into the tent. So the government's going to come in and supposedly is going to be the solution to premarital sex and to pregnancies outside of a marital relationship. Well, the reality is all they've done is exacerbate the problem, promote the problem, and beyond that, they have actually introduced behavior and declared it as normal, which expands the problem. The problem is not simply inappropriate sexual relationships outside of marriage. The problem is introducing those relationships and attempting to move from the sanctity of sex within marriage to safe sex. And safe sex is never safe sex. Oh, you may cut down on the number of conceptions, but what you can't do is cut down on the emotional effect, the physical effect, all of the things that comes with having multiple sexual encounters and relationships outside of marriage, which was designed as the environment whereby the monogamous heterosexual relationship was to take place. The government's intrusion has significantly deepened and widened the problem and now has as its objectives the normalization of what would have been known as unnatural sexual relationships. The government got involved because it was, quote unquote, going to assist the families to curb promiscuous natural sexual relationships. What the government is now doing is promoting, celebrating, and perpetuating not only promiscuous sexual relationships with the false promises of safety through technology, but it is also attempting to normalize the unnatural sexual relationships, transsexuality, bisexuality, monosexuality, and homosexuality, to declare those as normal. So the state of Florida said, no, we are not going to let the culture shapers, the cultural elite, get into the lives of our children. I not only support this law, I think it ought to go further for two reasons. Number one, as Governor DeSantis said, it supports parental rights. it is the right of the parent to engage in matters of intimacy in terms of education. You cannot impose your lack of sexual morality as a statement of sexual morality into the lives of the children of parents without their permission. They do not need strangers coming into their life to teach what is immoral as moral with instruments of technology that are unbelievably effective that the parent then has to undo within the home. I believe that what the educational elite are doing with our children in the elementary age concerning sexuality is nothing more than what is known as grooming. They are grooming the children for the sexual revolution. They're preparing them to engage in sexual promiscuity and sexual perversion, and they are not only teaching them how, they are drawing them into it through the educational process.
To that end, let me take you from Florida to New Jersey, where New Jersey is set to enact updated health standards this September, pushed by Democratic Governor Phil Murphy. I cannot describe what these standards are. They're that bad. I'm not going to describe them on our podcast, but they have certain levels of, quote, sex education for second graders, fifth graders, and eighth graders.
You're right. Here we're trying to warn people against something that is so horrific, we can't even state what it is. There are stated objectives for what second graders are to have learned, fifth graders are to have learned, and eighth graders are to have learned. It is literally catastrophic what they're doing to these children mentally and emotionally and personally. I believe what they're doing is a criminal offense. They are telling children things in the name of educational curriculum that we would arrest people for doing. Well, Harry, the people that we would arrest weren't given permission. Well, that's the point. The state has not been given permission to let strangers come and speak of these matters into the lives of our children. And it is right that parents must step up and say two things. Number one, our tax money is paying for this curriculum. We have a say in it. Number two, this is a state school. This is a government school. The government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. Therefore, we the people are telling the government this institution is not allowed to do this with our children. Now, let me just say to all the parents out there, you have got to take hold of the education of your children. You cannot turn your children over to the educational elite that are using this opportunity to shape the future culture of our country by what I believe is predatorial classroom behavior. You should make the personal selection of who assists you in the education of your children in these areas. When I make that exhortation, I know I'm making one to myself as a pastor, that we need to have churches that are doing the mission of discipling God's people with the whole counsel of God, so that they know how to evangelize and disciple their children and know how to raise them with a biblical world and life view, including an ethical view of gender and sexuality. When I make that exhortation, I know I'm making one to myself as a pastor, that we need to have churches that are doing the mission of discipling God's people with the whole counsel of God so that they know how to evangelize and disciple their children and know how to raise them with a biblical world and life view, including an ethical view of gender and sexuality. I am grateful for our Puritan forefathers who made it astonishingly clear with significant blessed consequences that a family needs to raise their children with a consistent, balanced, three-legged stool: the church, the family, and the school. All three of those to be in agreement in the raising of your children.
One of the greatest joys in the Christian life is raising a family, and one of the biggest challenges in the Christian life is raising a family. Pastor Reeder's series, 7 Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. To order this series, go to briarwood.org/7 and the word essentials. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.